Sisterhood Through Grief podcast is comprised of a group of women who have lost their spouses and bonded during their time in a grief support group. We are not licensed therapists. Rather, we have endured and survived the journey of grief. During our podcast, we will share our stories of how we suffered, what we encountered and conquered during our journeys, and impart raw truths about grieving. As we learned in our group support, we will speak from the I space and always offer non-judgmental support and understanding to each other. We hope to offer our listeners compassionate support by providing empathy and validating one's grief. Knowing you are not alone and having someone who can say, "I know how you feel," will be our gift to our listeners to promote healing, offer hope, and ease pain. We always open our podcast by lighting a three-wick candle and reciting a short verse. So let me begin. This first wick is for the past and where we have been. This second wick is for the present and where we are now. This third wick is for the future and where we hope to be. This episode 27 of Sisterhood Through Grief is the third stage of grief bargaining. Hosting will be Amy, Christina, and Melanie. So to understand what bargaining is, I thought I'd read something and then we can talk about it. So it says that when we are in pain, it's sometimes hard to accept that there's nothing we can do to change things. Bargaining is when we start to make agreements with ourselves, or perhaps deals with God if we're religious, in exchange for feeling less sad or having a different outcome. We want to believe that if we act in particular ways, we will feel better. It's also common to find ourselves going over and over things that happened in the past and asking a lot of what-if questions, wishing we could go back and change things in the hopes things could have turned out differently. Like, what if I had left the house 5 minutes sooner? The accident would never have happened. What if I encouraged him to go to the doctor 6 months ago, like I thought? The cancer would never have been found, and he would have been saved. In this way, this stage is false hope. If you might falsely make yourself believe that you can avoid the grief through this type of negotiation. If you change this, I'll change that. You are so desperate to get to your life back to how it was before the grief event, you are willing to make a major life change in an attempt to get towards normality. Guilt is a common wingman of bargaining, and bargaining is often irrational.
I think, when someone close to you dies, like we all went through, I think you kind of go back through your life and you do say, oh my gosh, did I say goodbye? Did I tell them I loved them? I know for Melanie and I, our husbands died instantly in accidents. And then I watched my dad die slowly of cancer. And when my dad was dying, I would be like, can you just heal him, God? I promise I'll do this or I'll do that. Where I was bargaining. But with my husband, there was no time to bargain. But I think as grief went on, you go back and question things that, did you feel guilty? You know, did I do everything right? Why did this have to happen to him or to us? What did we do wrong? And as we know with grief, we all had young kids and raising kids is very hard. And we are desperate for some relief, the guilt. Are we a good enough mom? How are we doing this on our own? You do kind of juggle these balls up in the air. Well, maybe if I'm super kind, then this is going to be easier to me later on. I don't know.
I'm struggling with this topic, being totally honest. I think saying the five stages of grief in the beginning, when my husband first died, I'd always heard about the concept of five stages of grief, but I had never lost anybody. I mean, I lost a grandparent, but I'd never lost anybody close to me that significantly affected me. So I was just going to check off all the boxes and go through all the stages of grief. And I think it's a misnomer that you have to go through all of the stages. I think it's a misnomer. You have to go through them. I think I had thought like you go through them in certain order. And when you get through them, then you're done and you're done with your grieving process. And obviously I know now that's definitely not the case, but I also don't think you need to go through every stage. So for this my husband died in an accident and it was awful, but it was what it was. And I think my personality, I'm just a super rational person. I'm very concrete. And it's just my personality. So it was hard for me. It's hard for me to think about back then. It was a long time ago too. So I'm sure maybe I did do some bargaining, but I don't remember it being something that I got stuck in for a long time if I did go through it. So I feel like if you don't feel like you're going through a stage of grief, that doesn't mean you're not going to move through the grief, because obviously you're still going to move through it and not everything is going to sit with you. He died and I was incredibly sad, and some of the other stages definitely, I felt those a lot deeper, but I don't remember sitting there saying, if you had done this or if I had done that. It was what it was for me, but that was just me at that time and my circumstance. Not to say that there's anything wrong if you do go through that. Just for me, I just don't really recall going through it.
Yeah, I think I remember. So with Jeff, it was different because it was a car accident. Then he survived 13 months. But then I remember when he died, I would say, because I was so concerned being left with two small boys, I think the thing, the bargaining I was doing was, I remember like praying. I'm not necessarily religious, but I remember praying and asking that, saying, you know, okay, if you just let me be okay, I won't ask for anything else ever again. And that's, I guess it's fear, and, you know, it's definitely irrational, right? It's not like, okay, like that's going to happen. But I think you're in such a, especially for all of us, right? Having been left with the responsibility of small children, and we were young. And I think for me, it was like, oh my God. And so I did do some bargaining. I remember doing that. And looking back now, I could see like, oh, that was not that it was silly. I understand why I was doing that, but it was really out of, I guess, fear. The guilt, I think I did with my dad, because my dad, when he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in August and then died in May. And so I think the bargaining there was, if we had gone into a doctor beforehand, things would have been different. But looking back on it now, I can see that it was all just, I was doing, you know, I was having these thoughts or thinking this way because I was just grasping at something to make me feel better or ease my fear, as it was having two children and being by myself. Because like we said, I think it's a hard one to think about or define or go over. But I think, yes, there's a lot of what ifs, right? If you could go back, you do it because you're grieving and you're just trying to feel better.
It's another coping mechanism, because it's all, when it first happens, it's so overwhelming to take it all in. And I think just our minds kind of break it down into like little pieces so we can absorb it and question it. And finally, you do accept it. And I think you have to talk about it, think about it. I know at the beginning, we would talk about it a lot. I'm sure it was just friends listening to me like, okay, you've told me 6 times your husband was killed. But I think it makes it more believable because it's so unbelievable when it first happens.
That's so part of the process, is telling your story. The more you tell it, the more real it feels. I remember being in group with you guys, and that was part of the experience, is explaining what happened.
And then we all had what ifs, you know, and again, I think just breaking it down to something where we could absorb and accept it piece by piece. And yeah, alleviating our guilt. You know, I guess guilt is part of grief too, as you question everything that's happened.
Right.
And then us knowing, you know, realizing that we really still, if we had done some things differently, we still are not in control of everything that goes on in our lives, as much as we like to think so.
Well, I think that's it, right? I think getting to the point before you get to acceptance, which is what the fifth stage, but I think it's trying to get control of the situation. And so you you know, you're trying to negotiate this for that, just to have some sense of control, because you're right, you feel so out of control. It's so overwhelming, and you just feel like you can't control anything.
No, and that out of control thing is very scary, especially we all had young kids and financially trying to get things together. We are all in the process of moving, or we had a lot of stressors at one time. And it was, you know, now looking back, like, I don't even know how I got through it.
I don't know. Nope.
I'll try to do it today. But having, you know, good friends and Hearts and Hope, and we could all go and talk about it and realize our thoughts were normal and we were all doing the same thing.
I think it's just accepting that you're going to feel some of these things, and the feelings are going to come and go. I mean, especially if you're newly in it, you're just sitting in it, but knowing that you're not just going to go through the anger stage and then, okay, I'm done with anger. I wanted to check all the boxes, and that's really not how it works. I mean, obviously, I don't know about you all, but I've definitely had times over the course of the years where it's like, yep, the anger pops back up, but you know, it's definitely more muted. But I'm sure, you know, you brings up life events come up, like Amy, your son's getting married. I'm sure that's bringing up a lot of emotions at this point. So,
yeah, definitely. And yeah, how do we incorporate his dad into like a piece of the wedding without making everyone sad? Or he still is part of who my son is and the family. And I think sometimes you go back through some of the stages of grief as you go on and pass certain milestones within your lifetime, because your husband, your children's father, is still not here.
Right.
And these big moments, you definitely miss that and grieve that.
But it's never as intense as it is in the beginning.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And I think we, having gone through the intense, devastating time, we know now that we can get through. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, we have the feeling, but it's just like, okay, I know I'm going to feel better soon. You realize there is something more better is going to come along. In ways of feeling, you know, not necessarily. It takes time. And that's what we keep saying. This is not something that happens overnight. And also, you know, like you've said, Melanie, this isn't linear. You don't go through stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you repeat it, right? You go back. Sometimes, I guess anger is one that you tend to get hit with time and time again. Yeah. So, you know, bargaining, it's hard. Like, and I think the circumstances, the grief circumstance would.
I think that makes a big difference too. Somebody with cancer, where you were in your relationship, if you had a good relationship or not. So I think, you know, our three experiences are so individual to us that, you know, feels a certain way for us, where it might for other people feel a lot more intense that particular stage. So, you know, somebody's sick, and, you know, we had people in our group who, you know, didn't have the best marriages. So there was, I feel like, a lot of grief and guilt there.
I know of a woman whose husband committed suicide. And so I know she had a lot of bargaining. Like we said, it's not rational thinking, you know, like, okay, I don't think whatever you did caused this to happen,
mm-hmm.
but it's the heavy guilt in that circumstance. I totally get it. I get why some would say things or feel this way, because during grief, you're questioning everything all the time anyway. So this, you're just trying to, everything's spinning out of control, and then you're, you know, yeah, what if I had done this? You know, if I hadn't done this. So that's where I think I understand where there was a lot of bargaining. But like we say, it's one that we didn't necessarily experience, I guess, as much.
And also, it was a long time ago. I feel like this is one of those things that I don't feel like I would have sat in that as long. If I did have those feelings, I probably didn't sit in them as long, because they're not for me, they wouldn't have been rational thoughts. Like, I know I couldn't have controlled the situation. So I think that it's probably an easier stage to get through for some people.
Quite a quicker, right, for most.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the anger, and I keep coming back to the anger. I feel like that probably with me a little bit. So I think, you know, it's a lot easier to sit in that for a long time.
Right.
Because that just keeps coming
up. Denial, right? A lot of people
denial
for a long time.
Yeah, definitely.
And so this, I agree. I imagine it does come after anger. I don't think it's necessarily the first thing you go through, but I do think it's probably something you go through faster if we felt this way, or the moments we felt we were bargaining, but it wasn't like the anger or the denial.
I think it's a quick topic tonight. I don't know if you have anything else to add. I don't want to keep belaboring the point.
You have to address it, because no matter what you're feeling and whatever, you know, you're going through, and it's all normal. As abnormal as it feels, it's all normal.
And we can't control everything. And, you know, the good thing about this, we're not checking boxes, but still, as you're going through this process of grief, then, you know, you're getting further towards healing and hope.
Exactly.
We'd love to hear from you guys. We've gotten lots of really positive emails asking questions that have sparked some really good conversations. So we always love to hear from you. Please reach out on social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook, Sisterhood Through Grief. You can also email sisterhoodthroughgrief@gmail.com. And we hope you find peace in your grieving.
Thank you.